on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Good morning on WRCO and WRCE. We are here to talk about neighborhood housing services today. A great subject on the morning show with some very timely information. Executive Director Kathy Linz is in the studio, and Paul Wurtsema, housing counselor, is in the studio with us as well. Kathy, you were just here a little bit ago, but you have a lot of exciting things to talk about here in July, don't you?
We do. We always have something happening here in the community. We wanted to just really highlight some of the rehab and the new construction that's coming. We talked a little bit about that last time. Well, things are moving further down the track. It's getting closer to showtime. We did receive the money from the state of Wisconsin for the HHR home dollars, and so we received another $300,000 on July 1st for rehab. Now, in case your listeners are wondering, well, what kind of rehabs? We are working on single-family homes for people who have low, medium income within our particular areas. We're funded for Richland, Greene, Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. And so we actually have opportunities in all of those areas. And a lot of times people are like, okay, great, I want to rehab my home. And I'm like, now back on up here, come on back. Let's keep in mind what this money is actually intended to do. We have people who will call and say, I really need a new roof, or my water heater's out, or my septic is backing up. Things are not looking good out there. I just want to put it out there. We're not looking to remodel your home. We're working with the state of Wisconsin to say, what can we do to improve the housing quality that we have? So the types of projects that we might be working with, we have folks who might be needing electrical updates, because some of our homes were built in the 1800s, early 1900s. What they used for electricity back then won't necessarily support all of the equipment and appliances we have now. So things that we can do to help make their home more safe. In some cases, people of a certain age, sometimes they need easier access into their homes. They need easier access and use of their bathroom. When it comes to ADA, we can actually help with some of the accessibility. So it's those kind of things that we take a look at and say, you know, what kind of things can we help with? In some cases for our seniors, they were like, We don't want to go to assisted living yet. We don't need that, but we can't necessarily live on our own as we are. So we'll look and say, what can we do to help our seniors stay in their homes? Other folks have acquired a home, and it's there's some fixing up that needs to be done. We all know those homes, and so it's the chance to actually help them as well.
So you mentioned income-based. Are there ways to find out whether you qualify or not, Kathy?
Yes, actually, if you wanted to do a quick look online, you can actually go to the state of Wisconsin and say, what are the income limits for my particular county? When you put in Richland County, and it'll actually tell you what it is, if there's one person in the home, two people in the home, three, four, what have you, because they're looking at the income of the entire household when you actually make that application.
So Richland could be different than Lafayette or Greene or the other
counties. Exactly, and often is.
Uh-huh, I see. So that's an important thing. You talked about, when you talk about electrical upgrades and things like that, it's also a safety thing, because sometimes, you know, there might still be spools of wire in the attic and things like that that people are still running their electricity through.
Exactly. And from that safety side, the other big thing that we have some of the oldest housing stock in the state, which means anything before 1978 was lead-based. And so we can actually help with the lead abatement, lead paint abatement process as well. I mean, and for some folks, when you're thinking about your kids, what they're dealing with, we really want to take a closer look at that area.
Some other things that, I guess maybe we don't think about that NHS looks at, Kathy?
Some of the things that they look at as well can be, I'd also take a look at like the air quality. if you're having mold issues, or if you carbon monoxide, anything else along that lines, we're going to check those alarms, put alarms in if you don't have one. That helps really screen for some of those things. See what we can do to do assist with the cleanup part of it. And last time I was here, I talked about how there's new dollars coming down for climate. And I really look at that and say, how can we be way more energy efficient than we have been? So going forward, we're going to be talking a lot more about some of the different things that we can do to install that'll help us make us more efficient. Maybe it's adjusting some of the insulation in some of our homes, some of the equipment that we might be able to use, weatherization and types of windows that we use. Really encouraging to look at the Energy Star appliances, windows, all of those kinds of things, because ultimately we want better use of our energy. But I think the thing that most people really care about is it bringing my costs down? If I can bring the cost down on a monthly basis, it's a whole lot easier to live and operate in this area.
Talk about how the process works then, Kathy. If somebody has a concern about, let's say, the roof or electrical, what is the process then? Do you have a crew or an inspector that goes in and looks at it?
Absolutely. First thing they'll want to do is contact Andrea Lippens. She's in our office, and she's our intake coordinator as well as in charge of the rehab process. Once we know that you have met all the eligibility requirements, there'll be an application that goes with it. Then after that, we'll be able to put you in contact with the home inspector, who will come out to take a look. And again, a lot of times people are like, I just need the roof. I get that. And the state's going to require us to look at the whole house to say, is there anything else that we should take a look at, that we should pay attention to, things that we may not realize are out of code or code violations, or that we really need to get addressed. And they'll talk to you about what might that cost. What do we expect as some of the estimates? Once we have that information back from the inspector, we'll make sure that we don't put them underwater. So let's say that, oh gosh, what I thought would be maybe a $500 job is really going to be a $70,000 job. Well, okay, we have to look and say, can you actually finance that? We're never going to do a loan with you that actually puts you underwater. The plus side of what we do with our loans, we offer a 0% deferred loan. Oftentimes people are like, what does that mean? 0%. We are never going to charge you interest on this loan. Deferred means it's not due until such time as this is not your primary residence or until you sell the home. So for folks who are trying to work on their financial situation, this is a real opportunity to be able to get some help and improve their homes right here, right now. Once we have those things in place, we'll have been working with the contractors. We'll give the contractors the instructions for it to proceed. You have the notice to proceed. You can just start work on it. We'll be doing a halfway point to make sure that everything that they agreed to and you agreed to is being done, as well as the final, to make sure that you have it exactly the way you wanted it, is per the agreements that we created.
You came in with a guest today, Paul Wurtzema, and you described him as kind of the expert on this particular topic, Kathy.
When it comes to the construction side, which is the other opportunity we received with our funding this year.
Absolutely. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good to have you on here today. Describe what you do with NHS then.
Well, my main role is a housing counselor. As you were just describing with Kathy, the different procedure, once the application comes in and the inspection is done, I usually step in as the counselor to kind of just look over some of the budgetary items, make sure that they understand that the work that's being done is a 0% deferred loan, and just kind of looking over their budgetary situation and seeing what kind of situation they're in. Every once in a while, it may be, you know, maybe an additional service that needs to be done. Maybe, yes, some work in the house, but sometimes their budget might be a bit in disarray. Sometimes that might even include need for some foreclosure counseling. So we have another counselor that helps with that. So I kind of look over some of the budget, make sure that they're okay with everything that's going to happen within there.
Certainly, we all know with an old house, you know, you think you, as Kathy mentioned, maybe you want to do the roof, but then you find, oh, there's something else wrong structurally, and those kind of things. Pretty common with older houses, isn't it?
Yeah. They'll, not uncommon that there's multiple things. So every once in a while, when the inspector comes in, they're highlighting different safety issues. And depending on what the nature of that is, that's part of the process of, okay, what is absolutely necessary? What are things that could be pushed off? As Kathy said, we're not going to put anyone underwater, even though it's a deferred loan. We still look at the value of the overall house, and does that loan fit the nature of the value and equity that they have in currently?
I think about an old movie from the 80s called Money Pit.
You know? Tom Hanks.
Yes. Tom Hanks. Sometimes they can be, too, can't they?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And, as Kathy said, we're not into kind of looking at just remodeling the house for preferences. Mm-hmm. Our focus really is to try and keep people in their house. So it's not uncommon, especially as people do get older, that ADA accessibility, a lot of fixing up porches, a ramp on the porch, things like that, that help people stay in their house as maybe a point before they say, you know, yeah, it's better for me not to have to maintain the house, but I have these needs.
And some houses are easier to put ramps on than others, aren't they?
Sure. And the inspectors are really good at kind of looking at what can be done. And we have some good contractors that we currently work with that do a great job in that process. We're always looking for good contractors because the contractors that we have tend to be pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of share them. I mean, they're working on other projects and things like that, and you book them like everybody else does then, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we have a bidding process. The inspector will give a general guideline of what needs to be done, kind of some cost estimates, but we put it out to bid. And we may have several contractors that do a bid so that we can do some comparison in that aspect.
So you don't lift a hammer then, Paul?
Well, not currently in that role. Yes.
Okay. Some other roles you do once in a while. So, so describe, I guess, some other things that are available maybe that we don't know about with inches.
One aspect that I deal with also is if someone's looking to purchase a house, we offer down payment assistance. So that's a really good program also. Once again, it becomes a deferred 0% loan. So a lot of people that are looking to buy a house for the first time, one of the big problems or kind of roadblocks is that down payment. So we're able to help with that aspect. So if there's people out there looking, certainly contact our office and we can help along that line. We are about housing. So one of the new things that we're looking at is how can we increase the housing stock, not just rehab the housing stock that we have. NHS has a history of building houses in our area, and we'd like to get back into that mode. One of the biggest things that we hear from employers, from government officials, is we just don't have enough housing. Mm-hmm. And what are avenues that we can increase that housing stock?
What is the housing market like right now? Because there for a while, it was one would be listed, it was gone like the next day sometimes.
Still limited supply. If you talk to realtors, I think they would really tell you that. It's a difficult market. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like that's going to change in the short term. Housing prices, obviously, nationwide, including our area, have shot up. So our focus on affordable, what we might call workforce housing, housing that is, you know, just the average person working, and maybe especially first-time home buyer, they might not be able to go buy that $400,000 house. Okay, so what housing is available for that type of person or family that needs to live in the area with the incomes that we have.
So you have some first-time home loans and things like that, too?
Yeah, we don't do the loans itself, but we do the down payment assistance, mm-hmm. okay, that we can help augment whatever they have for the down payment, that we can come in and put a layer on top of that that makes the housing maybe more affordable for them.
Do you work with duplexes and apartments and things like that as well?
Not as much. We do have some limitations based on our funding through the state of what we can do. That is there. That may be something that can expand depending on the grants that we are given.
Are you currently looking at a new home project then in the area? Is that in the works?
Yeah, we do have a grant through the state that we're looking at doing a new build. We would like to keep that more local. We do work in the five counties. So our first step in that process is really looking for a lot or land that we can build on. It's really part of that affordability piece. Inflation has hit everyone, and while lumber prices are down, everything else in building a house has gone up. So trying to keep it in the affordable range that maybe that first-time home buyer can still purchase that house. That's a challenge that we're looking at right now, but looking for lots that are available, and much like the housing stack of limited, the land and building lots are very limited also.
Yeah. And again, Kathy, we talked about that. That's where NHS got its start. I remember way back when they first started building homes in the area.
Yes, they ultimately, historically, have done up 53 homes.
Is that right?
So it's an amazing number of homes. 20 of those were actually self-help homes, I believe a number of them in Sextonville.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been an ongoing process, but it's been almost 10 years since we've actually built one. And so that's why we looked at this and said, given the current market, we may need to change our strategy and get back into that side of it.
So a lot of times you're working on getting grants, writing grants and things like that. Very important for NHS, I'm sure.
Absolutely, because it helps us with that funding, particularly to help pay the contractor's fees, paying for a number of the different things that have to happen to make this possible to move forward.
Indeed.
And right now, as Paul mentioned, we're looking for lots. I mean, we're either looking for property where we have to have the foundations and other things put in, the sewer lines, the everything. And that's where we have to work closely with the townships and the city and the county to help with the infrastructure that has to go with homes actually going in. If we're really lucky, we're going to find a lot that already has that original foundation and utilities already in there. So then we just need to put a house on it. That would be the ideal world that we're looking for. But the other side of this is also the contractors right now. We talked earlier about the different types of things we do for rehab. We're talking now about the construction, but we could really use some more contractors who can help us with some of those different types of projects all the way through, both new construction as well as rehab projects. So we want to put a call out to say, hey, if this is an area that you work in, there's some things that the state requires us to make sure that you're licensed in the state of Wisconsin, that you have insurance to do the work that you do. We're going to need to do a check with the federal SAM.gov to make sure that you haven't been disbarred on anything when it comes federally. But beyond that, then we'll be looking at an application and some of your references and past projects, because we'd love to have some general contractors who can work with us on some of these projects, as well as contractors who have specialties in some of these different kinds of things. Paul, you and I have talked about, like, if we put this new house in, we're going to need a garage with that. We're going to need the landscaping that goes with that. We need to finish the project so the home is ready to go. So we need a variety of contractors, some of which we may not have necessarily needed in the past, but would, again, to do this particular work.
Yeah, Paul, so then is NHS kind of the contractor? Then you're going out and you're hiring the electrician and you're hiring the landscapers and things like that? How does that work?
For the rehabs, generally, that's kind of how it works. But we do have some contractors that we work that general the job, where they just kind of take it on and they do the extra work of getting the electrician or the plumber. When we're looking at the new construction, once again, we'll see where we end up with that. We're looking at different options. One option is a traditional stick-built home, trying to keep that in the affordability range. We're kind of looking at what those numbers look like, depending on what lot that we have available. But we're also looking at the possibility of modular homes. Get some price points, working in collaboration with some other agencies on that. That might be an affordability option. But as Kathy mentioned, if we would go with that option, one, we need a contractor that can do the foundation and then also to set the modular home. But modular home, if need to build your own garage, they're not generally going to come with that. So a contractor to do some of that extra work.
If I'm not mistaken, the people that were building the houses a long time ago, they all kind of got together. Didn't neighbors come together and kind of build each other's houses?
The self-help program, yes. Yeah. And actually, I'm scheduled to meet. That's a program with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, and they've asked us, would you consider getting back into that? So it's funny how when you start down one path, everybody will call and say, yes, this is such a need. Can we talk to you about that too? So we are meeting with them again to see how we can best take a look at that. And does that make good sense for us right now?
Yeah, that might be something that you might bring back then if it goes well.
Exactly.
Right. So other things you wanted to talk about here today, Kathy?
Those are really some of the biggies, just to rehab, the rehab, to let people know that it's there, particularly if you're working with your parents and they're trying to figure out, what do we do going forward? That's the time that you can actually contact with the counselors and say, you know, what are some of our options? What makes sense financially for some of the things that we need to do? If you're interested in some of the new construction, you know, here's what's coming down the pike. Watch for that. Let us know if that's something that you're interested in, or start checking with your mortgage lenders to see if they might be able to work with us on that as well. And just a call to the contractors to say, hey, we'd like to hear from you. Please let us know for the five counties, because we know that we have need here. We also know we have need in the other four counties, and we have another partner, Southwest CAP, has basically said, we'd like to work together with you. So we're working in partnership to see what we can do for all five counties to increase the housing options.
Yeah, and it's goodwill for the community. It's certainly better the more families you can bring in and whatnot. And everybody we have on the show here, the mayor and people from the tourism, they'd like to get more housing here in the area.
So now is the time. Check us out on our website. It would be at nhsrcwi.org. And, of course, we have our information here with you here at the station if you need to look for us that way.
Indeed. There was a news story not too long ago, Paul, about how Americans are trying to stay in their homes longer. And this is one way that the NHS can help them, right?
Yes. That certainly is a target population that we have, is elderly that are just trying to get some of that accessibility to be able to stay in their house. You know, part of what I talk to people when I do the counseling, whether it's elderly or someone new just buying a house for the first time, there's work to be a homeowner. You got to maintain. There's always something that needs to be repaired. So that comes with the package, whether it's someone new that has to realize that for the first time, or someone older and, can I physically stay in the house, or do I need to make that transition?
And you guys can help with that then.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Absolutely. It's been good learning a little bit more about it. Again, if somebody has any questions, where can they turn, Kathy?
They can give us a call at 608-647-4949 or email Andrea or Paul. It's their first name at nhsrcwi.org.
And people, I guess income eligibility, that's probably where you start, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Just to make sure that we'll let you know that right away. Once you give us some initial information, we can actually let you know if this is a possibility. If you're looking at a new home and you're looking at that down payment assistance, for 2023, it was at $209,000 was the limit of the home, the value of the home. We're waiting to see what the new federal dollars are going to be coming up for this year.
And as far as somebody like a retired person, they look at assets then, or how do they look at that?
They look at assets as well, mm-hmm. The income of the household.
Okay, good. Paul, anything you'd like to add today?
I would just reiterate, you know, if you're looking for services, whether it's rehab or that down payment, you know, it's a really a good deal when we start talking in today's time period of interest rates, high interest rates. Very seldom that you see in some type of help with 0% and deferred. So don't have to make those payments until... it's not your primary residence anymore, whether you move or you sell the property. So for some people, that's a 0%. Could be for 30 years, and that's when the loan actually comes due. So don't find that kind of deal very often.
No, that's a godsend for somebody that's kind of wondering, where are we going to turn? How are we going to do this?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
good deal. Great information today. We appreciate you both coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you bet. Paul Wertzema, housing counselor, and Kathy Linz, executive director. The other thing I wanted to mention, Kathy, is your website. I also see that you can check out your information in Spanish, too, can't you?
So. Puedo hablar con ustedes y ayuden ustedes si necesitan.
I'll take your word for it. Thanks a lot. Executive director Kathy Linz and Paul Wertzema, housing counselor from NHS, here on The Morning Show. Our morning show continues on WRCO Radio, and we have in the studio one of our longtime friends, Bobby G. Rice. He is here, recently honored in Boscobel, his birthplace, and he recently had a birthday as well. We're going back in time a little bit in the morning show studios today. Some of our listeners that have been around for a long time with us may remember the Rice Family Band and their show on the radio back in the 1950s.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
From 5 until 8 p.m. for a book signing by John Armbruster. Discover Tailspin, the true story of a local World War II veteran. Meet the author, get your book signed, and enjoy an evening of history and inspiration. Visit TriStar Gifts and more for this memorable event. See you there on July 17th from 5 until 8 p.m.
WRCO.
News time at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a high of 83 today, partly cloudy and warm. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms, then partly cloudy to clear, a low of 58. Currently in Richland Center, after a stormy night last night, just 0.02 of an inch of rain at the WRCO studios last night. Right now, we rise and shine after a low of 69. It is 71 degrees.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
I'm Phil Nee from the Civic Media News Desk. Here is what you need to know. A providential prop, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says a chart on border security he put together may have saved Donald Trump's life on Saturday. The former president told the New York Post he'd turned to look at the chart the moment a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his ear. One man was killed in the shooting at a Pennsylvania rally and two others were injured. Johnson told Fox's Brett Beyer that he's been developing the chart since 2014. He showed it to the former president on the plane flight up to Trump's Green Bay rally, and Trump has been using it ever since. The coalition to march on the RNC filling the streets of Milwaukee on Monday. Protesters traveled from as far away as California, Florida, and Nevada, as well as neighboring states, Minnesota and Illinois. There was no unified message, rather protesters focusing on issues like immigrant and reproductive rights and their support for Palestine as the war continues between Hamas and Israel. The bottom line, a desire to be heard on a national stage. Some advice for Wisconsin Republicans from former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Gingrich was at the Wisconsin delegation's breakfast Monday morning. He told delegates to talk with people in black neighborhoods and to be even more daring to talk with people in Madison. Gingrich said he's very comfortable saying there are missions that look like they're impossible to do. Black voters and Madison Democrats are key constituents for President Joe Biden's hopes to win the battleground state of Wisconsin, where he defeated Donald Trump by some 20,000 votes in 2020. Gingrich was at the Wisconsin delegation's breakfast Monday morning.
The bodies of a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old were found Monday in the waters of Door County. The children and their father, 32-year-old Bill Selnick, went sailing Saturday and did not return. Door County Chief Deputy Patrick McCarty says boaters can help in the search. They were looking for debris, life preservers, or any other traces of the man. Due to warmer water and air temperatures, officials say it is still possible to find Selnick alive. The children, however, were found Monday in the waters of Door County. Mosquitoes are out in full force this summer thanks to continued heavy rains, but you can beat the bugs with some simple tips.
UW Extension entomologist PJ Leach says reducing the amount of skin you have exposed is one of the safest bets.
If it's cooler, especially in the evening and you're fishing, and you can throw on long sleeve pants, long sleeve shirt, that's a physical barrier between your skin and the mosquitoes. Makes it a lot harder for them to bite you.
If you're at home, try to stay in a screened area. Or if you're on your deck, bring some fans outside. Mosquitoes have a hard time maneuvering in the breeze. If you are going to wear bug repellent, make sure it's tested by the EPA for safety and follow the instructions. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson has released the identity of the man killed in a motorcycle crash on Sunday morning. At approximately 2, Gary Fred Moore, 71, of rural DeSoto, seriously injured in the crash on Holt Road between Lawrence Ridge Road and Mellum Road, rural DeSoto. Moore was traveling south and struck a tree that had fallen across the roadway as an apparent result of the recent thunderstorm that affected the area. Gary Fred Moore, 71, of rural DeSoto, was killed in the crash. He was the lone occupant of the motorcycle. A 5-person panel has recommended removing former UW Lacrosse Chancellor Joe Gao from his tenured faculty position. Gao was fired as chancellor by the UW Board of Regents after officials learned he was making pornographic videos online. The panel said Gao, quote, engaged in unethical and potentially illegal conduct and did not cooperate with the school's investigation into his conduct, but said that Gao did not delete any evidence. The next step is a public hearing in front of the Board of Regents. Gas prices fell almost 4 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state today, $3.28 per gallon. This is 3.4 cents higher than a month ago, but 7.5 cents per gallon lower than at this time last year. Elections and who the president is do not affect the price of gas as much as politicians would like to believe, Brittany Merlot reports.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says.
So the conclusion we draw is gas prices don't really care about elections. They tend to be low some years. They tend to be high other years.
He says presidential administrations have very little short-term impact on gas prices.
$6.1 million is the cost to replace traffic lights around Madison. The city has been awarded grant money from the Carbon Reduction Program that allows for a 5-year plan to update the city's traffic lights and signals. The project consists of 2 major switches, changing LED lights and updating traffic signal controllers. Madison will be updating over 12,500 traffic lights in an effort to make them last longer, be more visible, and have less failures. The city claims the process should not interrupt day-to-day traffic very much, and people will see the project start to develop this fall.
Surprise your sweetheart with flowers for the adult prom from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From bouquets of roses, matching boutonnieres and corsages, to beautiful fresh-cut flowers, Robin's Nest will help make the evening extra special. Call 383-1616 or stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
The forecast calls for warm conditions, but less humid today. A high of 83. Winds will be between 6 and 13 from the northwest. For tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms, then partly cloudy to clear, a low of 58. A little bit cooler tomorrow and a high of 75. In Richland Center, certainly not the rain that was actually reported in southern Wisconsin. A couple of inches in last night's storm in some areas of southern Wisconsin, up to 8. 8 inches total in the rain in a 24-hour span Sunday into Monday, and reports of lots of wind damage as well, with some winds in that range of 80 miles per hour in southern Wisconsin. We were fortunate here in our immediate area, just 0.02 inches yesterday. We hit a high of 89 degrees. In Richland Center, we were at 73 at midnight, 69 early today. Right now, it is 71 degrees.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Where pain ends and healing begins.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, some notes on the local and area scene, details on a couple of Brewers getting ready for the All-Star Game, and details on the Home Run Derby last night.
Kubota has the industry-leading BX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. BX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Teague Perkins, a Richland Center recent graduate, will be representing in the upcoming Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Football Game at UW-Oshkosh Titan Stadium this Saturday. Perkins will be a participant in the Small School All-Star Game starting at 12 noon as a member of the South team.
So I didn't really know anything about it, so when Coach Roxwell came and told me, I was kind of surprised, and then he filled me in on all the details, and I was pretty honored to do it because not many people that I know of have gotten to do it from the surrounding area, so I was pretty happy with it.
Teague Perkins, who recently helped raise money for the cause and will be representing coming up this week, this Saturday as well, he plans to attend UW-Whitewater in the fall. Also, the Brady Ewing Youth Football Camp will get underway today at 4 o'clock at the Richland Center High School football fields. It's open to all area 4th through 8th grade athletes. And for more information, you can check out Hornet Football Summer Camps at gmail.com. Last night in American Legion Baseball, it was Westby getting the win against Viroqua Legion 18U 8-7. In 8 innings. The Simon Shark swim team had its meet canceled last night in Dodgeville. They will host their last home swim meet coming up on Wednesday night. To no one's surprise, former Iowa guard Caitlin Clark has won the ESPY for being the Female College Athlete of the Year. Close behind the Indiana Fever rookie was Wisconsin volleyball standout Sarah Franklin. The award was handed out last week. Franklin won 3 Player of the Year awards herself, Big Ten, AVCA Northeast Region, and also AVCA National Player of the Year. She still has another year of eligibility remaining in Madison. Franklin is rehabbing an ankle injury, but she is key to yet another successful season for UW volleyball. The Brewers surprised the field Sunday night when they took a 17-year-old high school player with a first-round pick. Braylon Payne tells reporters he is a true 5-tool player. After hitting .531 as a senior, Payne has committed to the University of Houston but is expected to sign with Milwaukee. He's the first high school player the Brewers have taken in the first round since Bryce Tarang in 2018, and that one has worked out pretty well. Other players chosen by Milwaukee in the first round include Tennessee first baseman Blake Burke and New Jersey high school pitchers Bryce McCage and Chris Lavanis. The Brewers prepare for the All-Star game tonight. At least 2 Brewers do, William Contreras and Christian Yelich, who spoke this week of the honor.
Anytime you get to come here, it's special, and you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Elsewhere in sports, Los Angeles Dodgers star Teoscar Hernandez won the home run derby when he beat local star Bobby Witt Jr. of the Kansas City Royals 14-13 in the final round. The 31-year-old Hernandez hit 49 home runs over three rounds and totaled 3.98 miles. He is the first Dodgers player to win the derby. Kansas City has never had a winner. Witt, needing one to tie with one out remaining, drove a ball to one of the deepest parts of the park in left center, where it hit halfway up the wall. Anthony Davis scored 17 and grabbed 14 rebounds. Tyrese Halliburton came up with a pair of late three-pointers that helped stop a free fall by the Americans, and the U.S. beat Australia 98-92 on Monday to improve to 2-0 in its five-game slate of exhibitions leading into the Paris Olympics. Devin Booker scored 16 for the U.S., which saw a 24-point second-half lead cut to 4 in the final moments. Two former Badgers are traveling with Team USA on its way to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Micah Potter and Nigel Hayes-Davis didn't play in Monday's 98-92 win over Australia. Potter and Hayes-Davis are members of the USA Select Team, which serves as the practice squad for the national team as it gets ready for its global competition. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun.
A very young Bobby G. Rice on the air with us on WRCO Radio. And now fast forward to 2024. There he is. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Phil. I like that. Yeah, yes, I am young.
Yes, you are. I always say you're only as old as you act, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of truth in that. I think so.
How did it go in Boscobel?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, what a honor to be presented with a hometown sign, which really, of course, I've never had that kind of honor before, and it's really awesome, a surprise, and. You know, all the people, Denise Fisher, Elliot, and Darcy, and there's so many people, Roddy Dull, who made the sign, and Chamber of Commerce, the mayor there, all the people that were involved in putting this together, and then the event. You know, I was at the Unique Cafe, where I used to go when I was in high school.
Did you still have a tab there?
Well, I didn't pay it from before. They let me go. So
you had to sing for your supper this time.
Yeah. You used to have cherry Cokes.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so the theater, the unveiling, which was great, by the Sands Motel, mm-hmm. and then the Blaine Theater for the trailer of a song that's in a movie called The Wooden Bowl about dementia and Alzheimer's that I co-wrote and recorded, and it's in that movie. And so we done like the trailer of that, and then ended at the Blaine Gym there, and I done a full basically acoustic show. Now Dan Croninger, a great friend and steel player, he was kind enough to come and join me, and he was there too, and a lot of other singers and people I know, friends. People come from Iowa, over
there. They came out of the woodwork, it sounds like. Some people that probably knew you back in the day in Boscobel there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, you know, of course, that were around and still around. Yeah, went to school with.
Yeah.
You know.
Quite an honor. So I've been hearing once in a while, we have music promoters that call us from Nashville and be, oh, yeah, we saw Bobby or he was playing on this show. So you still stay pretty busy doing your shows, don't you?
Yeah. You know, it's between recording, doing production, mm-hmm. you know, writing, still some of that. And yes, doing shows between everything. It keeps me busy. Yeah, it's of course, you know, I would never, a person so-called retire, as long as my voice holds out, mm-hmm. and so forth. Yeah. I would imagine I'm going to be singing, yeah.
I think so. Well, you brought your guitar. That's a good indication you might sing one for us. So
yeah, I thought I forgot how to play.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Not since the weekend, anyway. Well, you did a million seller back in the day that kind of put you on the map.
Well, this song, my recording career started, excuse me, in 70, and went through the 70s and 80s, and I was honored to be able to have 30 Billboard charted songs, and my signature song, that I co-wrote that with Donald Riss and Charlie Fields from, Madison and Milwaukee, you know, going back, mm-hmm. Which they eventually moved to Nashville, where we all moved down there. But this was in released the end of 72 and topped out in 73. It became my signature song, as what people refer as my biggest hit. And then of course even equally I'm honored to have had so many artists, legends, record it. Loretta and Conway, Roy Orbison, Pat Boone, Andy Williams, Kitty Wells, David Houston, and so forth. All around, very thankful mm-hmm. to have that.
What an honor. How long did it take to write? Do you remember?
Well, It seems like, you know, we would, Donald Riss and Charlie Field, we would get together, we'd plan a time to write, like what, mm-hmm. you know, writers do, I guess. They just plan, and then an idea for a given song may come up in that time when we're together, or you would have a hook line or something you want to write about in mind when you get together. So that's what happened there. It's just sort of I think Charlie Fields had the idea for it there, and we sort of, you know, just had different ideas and it was put together.
Melded
and
together.
Originally, I don't, we didn't have the, well, while we were writing it and different ideas on how it should go, originally they weren't thinking about the falsetto on there. And I think, I mean, I just sort of naturally it felt like that would fit there, and so it's funny how those things come together. But we didn't, prior to that I had all cover songs. You know, Sugar Shack, the first. Mm-hmm. Hey Baby, Lover Please, Mount of Love, Suspicion, 100 Pounds of Clay. Yeah. And so we were a little, I don't know, wondering how radio would accept it, because that was the first original. And so it, it was, I guess, as songs do, some songs, it was the timing was right, for that kind of song. And it has beyond my, I'm sure I didn't, we didn't know them with it even do anything. Mm-hmm. And beyond our wildest I suppose expectations.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you're still singing it after all these years. Would you sing it one more time for us?
See, I got maybe one more in me. Let me see. Now, I got to try to hit that falsetto. I should have had some of Sherry's pie.
Yeah, maybe.
You lay so easy on my mind. Oh, so whenever I need you, all I have to do is close my eyes. You lay so easy on my mind. Yes, so easy on my mind. Wrap me in your warmness. Let me feel your body touching mine. Everything you say and do finds me wanting more of you. And each moment brings to life a million dreams. Heaven's something real. Oh, something I can feel when I feel your angel touch over me. You lay so easy on my mind. Oh, so easy on my mind. Holding not a part of me, your sweet love don't reach to satisfy. Every day I need you more. You're the one I'm living for. The best you'll ever give, you've given me. You completely satisfy every need I have inside. And I pray you'll never take your love from me. You lay so easy on my mind. Oh, so easy on my mind. Well, you're not a part of me. Your sweet love don't reach to satisfy. Not a part of me. Your sweet love don't reach to satisfy.
All right. Hey, Bobby G. Rice live in the studio. Nice job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you can still hit those high notes. I'm impressed there. That's great.
I get a little, I've got the allergies and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And sometimes I tend to rasp up. Is that the right term?
Sure, sure. Well, that
could do.
That makes it better, I think. You just had a birthday, Bobby, and I'm thinking, you know, the Rolling Stones are still out touring, so is Paul McCartney. You're a kid compared to Willie Nelson, you know?
Yeah, Willie's in 90s, yeah.
Exactly. That,
you know, and of course, I'm very thankful that, you know, a person's voice, of course, it depends. I mean, if your voice, let's say it starts going to where you can't sing or sing up to, I would hope I would know when I can't sing.
Well, yeah. Somebody told me once that if you stopped, like, let's say you took the two or three years off the road, then you came back and started doing it again, but you've never stopped. I mean, you've always kept it going.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, because, you know, whether you're singing or playing instrument, you know, if you're not, if you go without singing or playing for a amount of time, you know, you don't keep in shape. Yeah, the old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right. Bobby, yeah. Safe travels to you. Good to see you, my friend.
Well, good to see you. And of course, I appreciate you having me over so we don't break the tradition.
Right. You gotta be here. But congratulations on the honor in Boscobel. Happy birthday to you, and keep making that good music.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
I'm proud of you.
Likewise. Proud to know you. Bobby G. Rice on WRCO Today.
Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff by Jones Chevrolet, the car